Ben Ashmoshes. Hichsefa Ayon Vishol the Tachton, Zel Lila. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. I'm just going to read first the Sugya briefly. We'll skip. Well, let's go straight. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Kdei Shiyahalech Odom Mishatishka Chama Chatzi Mil. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Ashmoshes Keherah Fayin. Ze Nichnas, Vize Yotze Yeshlam. It's a blink of an eye. We're Machmer on both sides. We all know there's a twilight zone. We're not sure when it is. It's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So what's the Shir Ben Ashmoshes? Let's look at the last few lines of the same daf, which is Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. How much is it? So, some say it's Shlosha Chelkei Mil. What do you mean Shlosha Chelkei Mil? Three parts. What do you mean three parts? Tlosa Riri Mil. Three quarters of a mil. Three Paskin Halacha. It's three quarters of a mil. Now, a mil, of course, you understand, is a linear measurement. But in those days, when they didn't have the kinds of watches that we have today, they would measure time by linear measurements. How long it takes to walk a certain distance, they presumably they understood how long it takes to walk. Okay? Fine. So there's another opinion. I'm just skipping to the next page, which is Laman Hamad Aleph. Some says trade tilsa mil is two-thirds of a mil. What's the difference between three-quarters and two-thirds? You know, mathematics. One is 9/12, one is 8/12. So it's 1/12 different, which is called paga de danka. A half of a sixth is a 12th. Okay, higher mathematics. Good. Fine. Frektosis. Trade tilsa mil. Kosher. The hocha mashma de mishkiya sachamo ad alayla leka le tlosat rive mil. Three quarters of a mil. And who's speaking over here? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Gufei B'Psochim, Tzadi Dalet says, Mishkiyas Achama, Tzesek Achavim, is Arba Milin. And Tzesek Achavim is Laila. Psochim Dav Beis, Beis HaPsukim. Rabbos, it is the bombshell kasha, which rocks the whole halachic world. How long is Ben HaShmoshes? Is it three quarters of a mil? Is it 4 mil? Now, for simplicity's sake, we'll assume for the moment that the mill is 18 minutes. You know, as in the 18-minute matzis, why is it in Pesachim Shia mill? So we'll assume for... Okay. So what's 4 times 18? But you have to do a little bit of math over here. What's 4 times 18? 72. Hence the famous 72 minutes after sunset, which is the opinion of whom? The next line. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. It's the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone knows right there, no? 72 minutes, people with 72 minutes. This is where it comes from. This Tosfos Shabbos Taf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Hosa Mayer B'Tchila Shkia." From Tchila Shkia, when the sun sets beneath the horizon, Pashup Shah, until Seis Kochav once Laila 72 minutes. For Hocha Mishatishka Misof Hashkia Achash and Nicholas Achama Be'Ovi Harakia. That's some astronomical phenomena which we're not fully acquainted with. The bottom line is, it's 72 minutes. That's it. Finished. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone with me so far? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a kula also. On Friday, Rabbosai, when does Shabbos begin according to Rabbeinu Tam? Anybody? Almost an hour after the sun sets. Just keep it in mind. The Vilna Gaon famously argues with this Rabbeinu Tam. He says, it's not true, it's just not so. And rather, he has a completely different approach. Totally different approach. What is his approach? Oh, it's in a new format, thanks to Rabbi Olian, thank you very much. The Bir Agra, the Agra's are, yeah. Thank you very much. We can't read the whole thing, it's just not enough time. Okay. So the Vilna Gaon is going on Simen Reish Samach Aleph. Okay, I think we may have the Shulchan Aruch here too, perhaps. Let's see if we do or don't. Yes, page 10. When is Mantel Sefer Shabbos? Mitchilas Hashkia. She'en HaShemesh Niris Al HaOretz. Adman Ben HaShmoshes. Fasman hazeh hu gimel mil l'revia. Week. 3 1/4 mil after the sun sets beneath the horizon. That's not Shabbos. That's Tosef Shabbos. You want, you don't. Rotzel ha-hosakul Tosefas. Osa. Not. No Osa. Has the grow? That's crazy. That's not true. Tosef said so with lesser. DMK. Why can't it be true? Me'alos ha-shah. I'm reading the grow here. On page. Page it is, officially. No page number. 8. I will call it 8. Okay, okay, 8. Okay, there's a page, there's a blank page somewhere because you have 8 and then 2, 1, 9 times 10. But okay, we'll call this 8. All right? Dim Cain, me'alos ha-shachar ha-neitz, shove kimin shkia tesekochavim. We know that alos ha-shachar until neitzacham, which is 4 mil, that's for sure. Right? It's the same as from shkia until tesekochavim, which is also 4 mil. Ein okein, as he explained earlier. Vachush makish l'chol roe. Just open your eyes. Shemalos ha-shachar hushir godol harbe ma'od. From alos until nates, as compared to al tesekochavim machar shkia. It doesn't take so long for the 3 stars to come out. It just doesn't take so long. Then he has the kasha against the Rabbeinu Tam. Dinas anotun l'tzofon. Shalos ha-shachar maschul v'kayetz v'chatzi alayla. Imken ein tesekochavim klal v'kayetz. So there's going to be no tesekochavim, maybe even in Vilna in the summertime. Vilna is quite north. So it's impossible. Ella, we'll come back to these questions later. Deben ha-shmoshes maschul mitchilas ha-shkia techef. Ad-hichsev ha-tachtam. Vulgim Rebbe Mil Ba'ofek Bovel. Uvizmat Toskufas Nis, this guy is a scientist. In Bovel, and this in the Tishrei, all it takes is 3/4 mil. What's that? My math? Guys. 13.5 minutes, which is 3/4 of 18. When that happens in the springtime in Tkufas, in Eretz Yisrael, and in Bovel, which is the same latitude, that's already considered to be dark. Uvas cholas hashkia, when the sun goes beneath the horizon, ben hashmashas gomoru. That's talacha. That's it. That's the din. Can't read the whole thing. I'm skipping a little bit. Ah, Tosis and Psachim, Daf Tzadi Dalet. Everyone take a look. The line starts halfway down this page. Psachim Tzadi Dalet. Nired lo kosher klal. Ki vaday shiyetzias ha-kochovim u-biyosun shovim. V'chein biyas ha-or v'yitziyosu shovim. Shalachem b'medinas ha-notim lo bo ha-or klal b'kayetz. If you're very far north. Those who know, the Arctic Circle. That means that at least one day of the year, there is no night. The sun never sets. I think it's the definition of the Arctic Circle. You can look it up. See if I'm right. Avotzeis kochavim dipsachim. Again, it starts with the word dipsachim. Hainu kol hakochavim. How many stars do you need to make a night? Anybody know? 3 stars. Everyone knows 3 stars. 3 stars is a gemara. I didn't make it up. 3 stars can be found. Just keep one hand here and turn to page 4. Page 4, Lamed Hayam and Beis, the top of the page. Kochav Echad Yom, Shnai Ben Hashmashes, Shlosh Alayla. 3 stars is night. Says the Gra. 3 stars come in 13.5 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, above in the springtime or the fall. However, says Kol HaKochavim, all the stars, that's it. No more stars coming out. The last one came out already. That's 72 minutes. So says the Vilna Gaon. Therefore, the Gemara in Psachim is not a halachic Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim Tzadi Dalet, it's right here, it's on the page opposite, right here at this page. We're discussing astronomy. How big, tall is the tall from here to the sky, how big is the world, you know, whether it fits with modern science, I'm not going to go into right now. Nothing to do with halacha over here. It's just astronomy. No. Astronomy, they're talking about Kol HaKochavim. That takes 4 mil. But halachically, forget about it. Ordinary is three stars, as you see in Masechet Shabbos, that's 3/4 of a mil. So the Gemara in Pesachim Tzadidah is an irrelevancy to halach. So says the Vilna Gaon. What does Rabbi Natam say? Faket. Rabbi Natam says, this shear is the only relevant shear. Let's call it 72 for simplicity's sake. What is irrelevant? The sun setting beneath the horizon. We keep screaming out, shkia, shkia, shkia. Some of my Hasidic friends say, what do you care about the shkia already? We've never heard of shkia. Europe, we never heard of shkia. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. It's an irrelevancy. It says, kachavim. That's what it is. Okay. Is that one clear, Rabbi Osai? You know what? You following until now what I've said? First, by a show of hands, how many were familiar with this machlokas before you walked into the room today? Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Yeah, you got a question.
How long the course of the Grosh is Ben
Shoshos? 13 and a half minutes. That's it. But that's only where? Where? In Eretz Yisrael, above it, at the equinox. So you want to know how much is it over here in New York? It's a good question, yes?
Well, it's how much still shouldn't be irrelevant. Right, it's 13 and a half plus Shia to find when night
follows. No, according to the Gemara, it's very, very relevant. According to the Rabbi Natan, it is intrinsically irrelevant. Of course, you measure 72 minutes, so that's relevant from that perspective. But the Shia itself is just nothing more than a measuring rod. It's not halakhically relevant.
And he would say also the latest time to daven mincha would be...
Much later. That's what the Hasidim do. You walk into a shul, daven ma'ariv, Hasidim the first daven mincha. It's ma'asim b'chol yom. They're following Rabbi Natan. Now I'll tell you that until World War II, there were Hasidic communities in Europe that kept Rabbi Natan in both directions. I mean, they would drive their cars or whatever, their horses or what they had there, after the sunset on Friday. After the war, with the whole tumult that came to America, I think it was a Satmar Rebbe who deserves the credit for this. He wanted to make Shabbos longer. They made him a deal. We'll make Motzei Shabbos longer. They kept a very short Motzei Shabbos before the world. They made the Rabbanim. All kinds of reasons why. But so they made a deal with the Rebbe. We will extend the Shabbos a little bit. And now, all calendars, it says, Shabbos comes out an hour after Lichtbenchen. Well, that's how Lachal Moshe we've seen that, Lichtbenchen. But it's like about 42 minutes after Shkir, right? That's what that is in most of the calendars. So it's easy to remember for the Yidina, right? Lichtbench is this hour, an hour later is Abdullah. That's anyone in some of the shul bulletins in my neighborhood. So it's an hour later, whatever it is. Lachos Neiros is this time, 18 minutes before Shkia, and Tzeis Kolavim is an hour later. A minute of the difference. That's they made a deal to extend it. It used to be shorter before that, but the Rebbe made a deal, even though in Satmar they didn't malacha after Shkia no more. Tos Chassidim no more malacha in Williamsburg. After the Shkia, we're going to follow the minhag of the Lithuanians, the Vilna Gaon, and the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe. Those are the two who made the revolution, because the Shulchan Aruch follows Rebbe Natan. The Alter Rebbe and the Vilna Gaon made a revolution. Don't follow the Shulchan Aruch, not Lekula, not Lechumra. We now follow what we call Shitas HaGra. That's how it's known. So you have the Gra and Rebbe Natan. And right, basic. This is the most basic issue of all time. And any halacha is relevant to everything in the world. Follow so far? Good. So now, the Vilna Gaon has this bombshell kasha against the Rabbi Natan that there's going to be no day and no night and a good part of the year in Medina, Sanotus, and stuff. I'll ask the kasha against the Gra. Even you agree in the North Pole. There's no day and no night. So what are you asking against the Rabbi Natan? The answer is because no Jews live in the North Pole. And the Gaon's day, I don't think they had even reached the North Pole. Am I correct? Am I correct? If they first reached it 100 years ago, something like that. The Gaon lived before that. They hadn't reached it. Okay. So what? So Rabbi Osai, something remarkable. Oh, back to the Gra. Back here, towards the bottom of this page. Towards the bottom of this page. Ulefize Hashir. It's the last eight lines. We're talking about Hashir. Men Hashkia Ralaila Eino the giver of a meal. Bafshem Dino Seinu Yoseru Kanal. Lefishinui Ha'ofakim. Because we're at a higher latitude. Fishinui Hazman. The summer, it's much longer. Fine. Vazman shall gimel Rabbi Mil hakol ofek shalahem beretz Yisrael ubabavel aval kan mareches yoser v'chein azman al yomim shashavim betkufas nishim v'tishrei sheben hakol mishtar. But it's much more in the summertime, and believe it or not, it's even more in the wintertime. That's counterintuitive, but it's true based on science. If you want to see a beautiful picture of it, the table calls Mane Hayom Ba'alocha. Rabbi Banish from Bnei Brak, he actually gives some science to explain why it takes longer for it to get dark in the winter than in the spring. It doesn't sound right to us, but that's a reality. Okay? Fine. Oh. Now. Okay. The rest we have to, can't go into it at length. All right. Let me go back to the talk. Since we're learning Shabbos this year, I want to show you something. I'm going to try to defend the Rabbein Atam. So that there are a number of defenses. One is that there are those who claim the Rabbein Atam requires 72 minutes only in the absence of three stars. If you see three stars, Rabbein Atam is moider. Doesn't sound logical to us. The Minchas Kain, who felt this way, said, "Oh, it's true that here in Amsterdam, where I live, I see stars 50 minutes. If you go there, it's a stroll, it takes 72 minutes. He didn't have a scientific background. The Vilna Gaon says it's the other way around. As we all know, you all have an Eretz Yisrael, gets dark much more quickly. Everyone knows that. See soon how much more quickly. Oh. Then the others say, that's it. You see stars before, long before. So the best teretz to that question is found in a sefer called the Oros Chaim by Rav Druk from Eretz Yisrael from 60 years ago, where he says, it depends where you look. What you see depends where you look. Which way should you look? So that's a sugya here, an amazing sugya, on Daf Lamed Hay in Masechet Shabbos. Look over here, please. Page 3. Abaye Chazya LeRava DeKadovi LeMarov. Rava's looking for stars, or looking for something, in the western sky. Amalei Vatanya calls Manship Pnei Mizruch Madimin. It's from the eastern sky. Amalei, no. Misavis Pnei Mizruch Mamish. Ponim HaMadimim Es HaMizruch. What's the Ponim HaMadimim Es HaMizruch? Says Rashi. Le'erev Chama Shokas B'marov. V'zaharurei HaChama Madimim Es HaMizruch. Kechalon Shachama Nechnes Es B'Madem Es Kosel Shekenegda. So when he says Mizruch, it says in the Brice of Mizruch, what it really means is west. East means west. Says Rav Druk, look for stars only in the west. If you look for stars only in the west, says Rav Druk, you know how long it takes to see stars in the west in Eretz Yisrael? In Yerushalayim. In the spring. You want to see the stars in the westernmost portion of the sky. 90 minutes. 90 minutes. Where'd that come from? 90 minutes. Anybody know where that comes from? Oh. So it's a Gemara on that in Pesachim that we saw. Pesachim Tzadidah. I can't go into Barichas now. I'm sorry, time doesn't allow. The Gemara tells us how long is a day. It says, Yud Pars Kama Mahalach Odom Beinani Biyom Yud Parsos Me'alos HaShacha V'Netzach Kama Heimilin Mishkez Kama Mishkez Kama Heimilin. You're left with 30 in the middle. Laura says, it doesn't really work out that way. Only 4 mil. As we said before, 4 and 4, what are you left with? 32 in the middle. Okay? So the question now becomes, when we say that there are 40 mil in a day, because 10 parsos is 40 mil. What does that mean? At the end of the Maskana said Gemara. Is that 40 mil from sunrise to sunset? Or is it 40 mil from dawn till all the stars come out? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, without going into every last prat to prat, Ki amina anavi imam army, the last end of the narrow lines, Ani kilalti shall call ayom, alos ayom, atesek lachavim, asara parsos. Ah, 40 from alos until tseis. Lop off 4 from alos till nates, 4 from shkia till tes kol lachavim. What are you left with in between? Come on, help me out. What are you left in between? 32. Now if you have your watch, you can figure it out, your computer. If you have 32 mil in the amount of time from sunrise to sunset in the equinox, how many hours on the equinox day? Anyone notice? How many hours in equinox? Nobody knows. 12 hours, of course. How many minutes in 12 hours? No, guys. 720, correct. So what is 32 into 720? Yeah, pull out your watch for that one. Okay. This is all according to Rashi. Huh?
22
and a half. There you go. 22 and a half. Now, 22 and a half times 4. Let's press a button. 22 and a half times 4 is what? It's not so hard to figure out.
90.
There's the 90 minutes. Rav Druk till he found the stars. It was 90 minutes. If you learn against Rashi, but you learn that even the Maskana, it's 40 mil from sunrise to sunset. This is an easy calculation. What's 720 minutes divided by 40? It's the same as 72 divided by 4. We said before what that number is. What's that number?
18.
Hence the 18 minute mil. For your information, FYI, there are those who maintain, no, go back to the beginning of the Gemara. There are 5 mil, as we started, there are 5 mil from Nates, from Alos to Nates, and from Shkia to Tzeis. Now, if there are 5 mil, so you only have left with 30 mil between sunrise and sunset. 30. What's 30 into 720?
24.
And if according to this cheshbon, you need 5 mil. So what is 5 times 24? 120. So according to this cheshbon, it's not 72 minutes. It's not 90 minutes. It's 120 minutes. That's in Israel in the springtime. Can't even calculate that in New York. Who knows? In Brisker terminology, these three are referred to respectively as atzentel, 1/10, 72 is 1/10 of 720, an achtel, 1/8, that's 90, or a zextel, 1/6. Only the real, real briskers keep the zextel. That puts you way out. I mean, you know, in New York, I can't even figure it out. I don't even calculate it. But even the achtel, which is 90 minutes, that's in the springtime in Israel. Translate that into the summertime in New York City, when the sun sets about 8:30, the achtel is not over until, I believe, 5 minutes before 11. So you can't do malacha until that time. There are some individuals who keep the achtel, and they won't do malacha until that time. I'm not telling you have to do it, but there are those who do. Frekt the Gra, if you keep the Achtel, I think even with the Tzentel actually, if you go to Vilna, or to parts a little bit north where Jews lived, Vilna's pretty high up. You know, we think that, you know, we're in New York, we're like Vilna. I mean, I'm discussing spiritually, I'm talking about on some latitude. We're nothing near, we're like Madrid. Vilna's somewhere up in Canada, way up there. We'd never walk there, it's so cold it is. So people lived even a little higher up in Petersburg. Ritzchak Blaza was the Rav in Petersburg. It's the first siman in the sefer. What do you do with these crazy days? There's no day, there's no night. What do you do about it? To the grosses, it can't be. Oh. So watch this. Look in Tysus over here. On daf lamed hey amud aleph. Lamed hey, we read the first part of the Tosfos. Let's now look in the last part of the Tosfos. Okay. Let's take a look. What does it say? It says over here, I will tame a lari. To be my pligi, the vada mishas tesuk achovim, havi lala kadiris. Just, what's the problem? Just look. V'yesh lo ma'ad armina l'kaman lo gdolim hanirim b'yom lo k'tanim elubeinanim. Hash to pligi rabbi yudha rabbi misafkele b'chol ha'kol chovim hanirim mishkiyas ha'chama tishra ha'elyom im ein beinanim im lav. Okay, so that kasha we can answer. V'yom kasha. The next yanan. Ba'odam beinani. Sheyelech mitchila shkiyas ha'chama. Dalet milin. K'diyam abim psachim. What's the problem? Just have your average guy. That's going to be the problem. Get your average guy. Have a walk. 4 mil. V'yesh lomar. T'misav kulu ma'odam beinani. He wants to know. What's another? We don't know what another Beinani is. What's another Beinani? We don't know. The Vilna Gaon gave his own answer to this question. Now, it should be here. He gave his own answer to this question. Uvazam meturatz, same page, we call the page 8. Kushyasam, the line starts, about 10 lines up. Kushyasam achrona gamkein, mashe hikshu. V'yod kashin nechzi anan, uvadam v'chulei. V'lesa kanal. What do you mean, v'lesa kanal? Uvazam lo kashin midi, shashir azeh shel dalad milin, eino v'chol zman v'chol mokom. Depends on the latter, who depends on the time of the year. What a brilliant answer to Vilna Gaon. How come Tosfos didn't give that answer? So I'm telling you a chiddush. That Tosfos rejects the entire premise of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon assumes that these manim are elastic, that they vary by time and by place. I believe that Tosfos, by not giving the golden steretz, is saying no. It's an absolute zman. Call it 72, call it 90, whatever you want to call it. It never changes. As a result, the Vilna Gaon's kasha, v'chush makrish, Medina Satzofon, is no kasha. Because even in the Medina Satzofon, where the sun sets, in fact, very late, that's true, but all you have to do is add 72 minutes flat, no more, no less. So therefore, the kash of the Vilna Gaon is answered based on the fact that the Tosfos later on didn't give his teretz. They deny the fact that it changes by time and by place. Okay, nearly. So I'm here to defend those who keep 72 minutes flat, even though I believe it belonged to Yeshiva, which was released in Torah Mada, and the Vilna Gaon's pshat much more scientifically appealing. Yeah. Im kozeh. Bali HaTosfos. Hold differently. 72 flat. One could argue, now this is already now purely speculation, that the Torah Kedosha gave us this shear of 72 minutes flat because that's going to take care of all the problems. No matter where you go, what you do, it's always going to be dark outside. So we have to all keep it, no matter where we are. Abba Mil. Well, that could be a possible theory. In any event, this is the assault. This is the assault. By the way, is the Vilna Gaon correct in his science? So, there's a wonderful scientist who used to live in this community in Washington Heights, who's now lives in Beit Vegan, Rav Levy, with a whole sefer. He's a PhD, a professor. And he wrote a sefer trying to figure these things out. I think it's called Jewish Chrononomy, and in English there's something... Also, one of those Zman and Balacha kinds of names. They have it in our library. And he said, you know, I will look into my scientific books to see where the stars are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And with his scientific knowledge, he was able to see stars in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Obviously went to a dark place, if there's artificial light, excuse it completely, 15 minutes after the sun sets. Wow. 15 minutes. Hey, that's awfully close to what? To 13 and a half. Chacham, the Vilna Gaon, Adif Minavi. You'll say, but he's a professor. What does it do with a plain Jew? So Rabbi Banish, who lives in Bnei Brak, asked a soldier who was on duty somewhere in the Negev, and there was nothing to do, and there was no light, and you weren't allowed to put on a light. Sakonis Tafoshis. And what are you doing? You can't learn. Unless those Mishnayos about Pei, I don't know what he was doing. Look up into this, do me a favor. Look into the stars and see, I guess a watch he had, and how many minutes after the sunset do you see three stars? He wasn't a scientist. A chayal. 14 minutes. Kama gedolim devri chacham. They say, what about the other half a minute? First of all, he actually had some time, obviously. There is a Tosfos over here, Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos of Masechta Shabbos over here on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. It's called page 4. Elin Achilat Kosha. It shouldn't pass the Gavyosi. It's a Heref Ayin. And don't tell me that the Heref Ayin of Gavyosi is not Miyad Acha Ben Hashmash of Rabbi Yudah. Umasacha Harbe. Can't be. Yesh Lomar, Eina Masacher Kolkach, she has Shir Tvila Ben Tayin. I guess 30 seconds, that's a Shir Tvila. I don't know, you have to go in, you have to go out, whatever it may be. So you move to 14 minutes. But it's also an Inami. Inami, Safek Hoyalehem Im Hoyam Maschlem Yaracha de Rabbi Yudah, O Mesacha Harbe. And therefore, the Paschal Nechumra to keep three stars, even if it's more than the 3/4 mil. So now, if this is the case, we'll call this unhinged. Called an Inami. There's no source in Shas for how long it takes to find three stars. There's no source. Don't tell me 3/4 mil, because that's a time when the colors change in the sky. If we're machlek Rabbi Yossi, you need three stars. It's going to be later. How much later? Open your eyes. Look and see. How long does it take? Who opened his eyes? Rav Tkachinsky, where the whole Sefer Gol Ben Hashmashos, and he was in Yerushalayim, and he opened his eyes, and he wanted to see how long does it take for the stars to come out. Rav Levi also opened his eyes to see how long it takes to take stars to come out. And they had different, shiurim. For a bucky, for not a bucky. I told you 15 minutes yet. Right. It does change, even in Eretz Yisrael. Depending on the sea, I think it was 18 in the winter and 21 in the summer. That was the lowest year. And Rav Tkachinsky had a highest year. I think he had 22, went up to 26 or 28, along those lines. So here in New York, you can't tell in New York. New York, the two historians. I'm a big New Yorker. I was born in New York. My father's born in New York. I love New York. But that's two historians. One, plenty of smog and pollution. And two, I guess it's not a historian in general, but for us, there's so much artificial light. You can't see what you're going to see out in New York. Proves nothing. You have to go to a dark place where there's no pollution and there's no artificial light. Since I'm in New York, I said I'm a whole year in New York. Couldn't do it. But, as some of you probably know, I spent my summers in a place called Lakewood, Pennsylvania. It used to be called Lake Como. Okay? Kemar Rasha, no artificial light. You go up to what you call the Har Hashem, the mountain, there's nothing, just pitch black. And there's no smog, it's just in the middle of nowhere. We sent teams out in two different kufas, 20 years apart. The first team, I may have even been a one-man team, but Shokol Kenega Kol Yisrael, this is Rabbi Sabalovsky Shlita. who has not only shlita, as we say, but he also has a shlita in astronomy. He knows about a lot of things, including that. And he came up with shiurim, which correspond to what the Gedolim saw in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it was the summertime. So according to what he saw, it comes out, I believe, that the highest it would ever get was, I think, 34 minutes. See three stars. And we come a little bit after the equinox. We come to camp, so it went down to 32 minutes. 20 years later, approximately, with a whole team. Looking around, see if anyone from that team is still here in this room. I don't see right now. They wrote Biksav, a full report. I have it. How much longer it took them. And it was Kamat to the minute what was seen 20 years before. Something, despite the global warming and everything. We just read Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. Things aren't changing. Things are basically the same. Oh. I have to tell you, it took me a while to figure this out. This is corresponding to Rav Tukachinsky's man, basically. But afterwards, I realized Rav Tukachinsky himself, I think, has a little bit of a later man, because he has a different shkia. That's not for now. His shkia is 4 or 5 minutes later than ours, because he calculates it not on sea level, because I think he should calculate it, based on another Gemara on Shabbos. Can't get into it now. We'll get to the Gemara on Shabbos later on. So we learn Kol Kisvei, no? Talks about bring in Shabbos in Tveria, bring it out in Tzipori, and that Gemara. So if you look at the Parsha Pshat, the way I understand that Gemara is, it really depends upon sea level. So if you take it in a Tveria, which is further, very, very low, below sea level, take it out at Tzipori, which is above sea level, so you'll be machmer on both ends. That's how I understood the Gemara. Fine. So he has a bit of a later shear, I think. What he calls 22, I think we would call 27, which is a remarkable thing. That's the number 27. What is so special about the number 27? It's twice as much as 13 and a half. Now, if you look at some of the sources, I don't have the time to explain to you right now, some of the sources indicate that the Vilna Gaon, it's understood by all the recent poskim that the Vilna Gaon Shita is what we call the Shita HaGaonim. The Gaonim, against Rebbe Natan. Ah, Gaonim, wow. That's the way I always thought, and it's very likely it may actually still be that way. But not everyone agrees to that. There are those who claim that the Gaonim don't say that the Zman begins at the very, very moment that the sun sinks beneath the horizon. No, it doesn't start there. It starts a bit later. How much later? So they quote, again, I can't go into the details right now, it may start, believe it or not, exactly at the time that the Vilna Gaon calls Seis Kochavim, that's when their Ben HaShemesh just begins. It starts 13 and a half minutes after Shkia and goes till 27. If that's the case, it's exactly what Rav Tukachinsky said. He calls it 22, we would call it 27. Which presents another interesting possibility. And again, you have to measure this in terms of degrees beneath the horizon, which is the way we have to measure everything. The degrees beneath the horizon. 72 is about 16 degrees beneath the horizon. 90 is about 20 degrees, these are approximations, sun beneath the horizon. And we're talking about much, much smaller numbers. 6, 8, some say 8.5, different degrees beneath the horizon, which is a whole different story, which is certainly a possibility. Again, I'm not going to go into every last detail, but I think it seems that we have a right to follow that shita, and that shita is going to take us more or less, to the 42 of the Agudas HaRabbonim. We said until now that the longest it ever takes is 34. That's if you start with 22. You start with 27, picks up 8, but it picks up another 5. So 5 is 39. We have to put 8, the 5 is elastic. It made mamish, niva or not a masha niva. According to the Shita, the 42 may just be the right amount. Now the Ramosha, Zecha Tzadok Levracha, said, I looked at my balcony, right? It was in the Tshuva. Looked at my balcony and I found stars either 45 or 50 minutes after the sunset. Depends on the day. Ever been right in the Lower East Side, Rabbi Say? Ever been there? There's plenty of smog and plenty of artificial light. So if Moshe saw stars 45 to 50 minutes, it means that if you would just take away the smog and take away the artificial light, it would obviously be an earlier time. How much earlier? So maybe it would be, depends on the time of the year. So we're all talking more or less the same amount of time. So I tell people, don't do any malacha, chalila, before the 42 minutes of what they call the Agudas Rabbanim, which is the Apshara, an hour after Lichbenchen approximately. You really shouldn't do anything until 50 minutes. Rav Moshe gave a psak 50. We try very hard to avoid anything before 50. And look, what's the rush to run away from Shabbos? There's something called Tosefah Shabbos. As a matter of fact, Tosefah Shabbos, according to the Yerushalmi, is not enough to have three kochavim, stam, but three kochavim ritzufim. Ritzufim means near each other. That's a whole piece of change later. So it seems to me, you know, we can't stop anybody from keeping the 42 or the 50. But if you ask me to keep the, if you can, you can't. If you wait an hour after Shkia, then I think you have the Shkia with the Tosefos. Once you're doing that, you want to be a good guy, so wait till 72. I'll say 72 is non-scientific. You should already wait much longer times. So I gave you a shot of Tosefos. The Tosefos is about 72. It's not scientific. Tosefos says that it's purely a matter of 72 flat. Yes, sir.
So, like 42 and all these postponements, so we're going within the Inami, that is, so you can see the three stars with your eyes.
That is the likely case. Although. Yeah, you're right. Because in other words, if you're going to go with the 14. No way to get from 14 to 42. Can't do that, no matter how good math you try. Won't work. So it's based upon not the Gro himself, but Rav Tkachinsky Alibad Gro. That the Gro himself is following the first day in Tosfos, which is scientifically correct, based on the Chayal and Rav Levi. And Tosfos is going with what we call the Balabatasha approach, till we actually see, based on other considerations and interruptions. Yeah, correct. I spoke to you before about the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Tveri and Tzipori. My opinion is that of the Eben HaOzel. And the Chos Kriyish at the beginning is a long piece, which I think says what I said. And there's a sefer called Zmani Halacha Lamais that starts off like me, and then he ends up totally differently. I don't know why. I thought Apshat was correct. This is relevant, Rabbi Osai. It's relevant in the following way. There's a Gemara talks about the Nivreshes, when they would see the star, the sun reflection in the base of Mikdash, Hilni Amalka, right, whole story, Asugim Esechta Yuma. And the question becomes, if that's an Eitz Hacham over there, it indicates that we don't follow sea level. Because Yerushalayim, as we well know, is above sea level. So some say, well, that's not quite the case. Because if you look at Horei Moav, which are the mountains to the east of Yerushalayim, they're basically just about the same height as Yerushalayim. More or less. Now, we read on Shabbos, so we were in Shul, Hashemesh Yotza Al Haaretz. That's the Gemara of Pesachim, quotes the Gemara of Tzadi Gimel, the one, the Amud right before the one that you have. That is the proof that that's Netz Hachama, Apidin, and you count back Alos Hashachah Forma before that. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sdom. Where is Sdom? The Yam HaMelech, right? Low. Horei Moav to the east are very high. Very high. They're even higher than Yerushalayim. So don't you see klar? Don't you see klar that it depends upon Neitz HaCham as we see it? not Netzach Hama based on sea level. And by the way, the ones who are firing the most are the Vesikin people. They're now in Eretz Yisrael, two completely different groups of Vesikin. The Vesikin, the way it always used to be, based on the calendar. No, what they call the Netz HaNira. When you can actually see it. Yeah, I'm not going to say who's right in that fight. These are all medactic b'mitzvahs. It was medactic lefi, the sheet that he holds from. Yeah. So I thought maybe we can have a pshat that there are two extra words there. Hashemesh yotza al ha'oretz. Where else? Mars? What am I to say al ha'oretz? Hashemesh yotza. What's that all about? Tells you that what? Al ha'oretz means if everything is flat. Whether they see it or not, it should be relevant. That's my suggestion. And here I am, I become a little scientific. Want to follow the sunrise and sunset of the sea level, which is printed in all the charts, as opposed to what you can actually see with your own eyes. If you see with your own eyes, it becomes a big problem. What if you are in certain parts of the world where to your immediate west is a huge mountain? The sun sets extraordinarily early. As a matter of fact, in certain parts, I think it's in Arizona somewhere, or somewhere in the western part of the country, it's a big fight. When exactly is Shkia? The OU chart says this, and the Chabad chart says that, and they're very different. Because one follows sea level, and one follows the mountains to the west. The sun sets very, very early. There was a Rav here in our community who would keep a much earlier Shkia because he wanted to think the Palisades in New Jersey are high. So the sun sets earlier. What if you live in Bennett Avenue? Anyone here live on Bennett Avenue? You look to your west. What do you see? Well, to Fort Washington Avenue. It's a huge hill. So you have a skier 20 minutes earlier than anybody else. So that's what that's. So they say, well, it depends how far it is. These are distinctions which are not persuasive. So I would prefer a Mada approach over here. Yeah.
Isn't Rashi there, Mashma, like the hills are getting in the way, like not sea level, like by the Tiberi and Sibori?
Perhaps. I'm going to give you my pshat. That's exactly why he Shiei Chelki, because it's a chum on both sides. But Mikra then is flat. Kane really, again, I'm not saying anything definitive. That's what I'm suggesting in this particular situation. Fine. We're on both sides. We spent almost an hour on this one topic. So much Zmanei Hayom. Zmanei is plural. Okay. So now we know we've had already two disputes here, Bosai. The one is the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro we started with. And then we had other questions. How long is the mill? Three different possibilities. Also ties in, when do you calculate? Do you calculate Zmanei Hayom from sunrise to sunset, Shita Sagro? Or do you calculate Zmanei Hayom from dawn till say it's called a kochavim? You all know what that is. Affects every Jew in this room every day, and especially on Shabbos. Every day I have to get up early anyway. I have to go to class, to Shia, with Medrash, yeah, of course. But what about on Shabbos? People love to sleep a little bit late. It isn't even a basis for it. Start dining a little bit later on Shabbos. We'll be Yom HaShabbos and say Baboka, to Ramon, yeah? Okay, so now we're in great shape. But a week from Motzei Shabbos, am I correct? They changed the clock? Emes? Okay. When is Sof Zman Kriya Shema? Not today. Today is easy. Sunday morning. Sunday morning will be November the what? The 3rd? Look it up in your charts. You probably have on your watch or on your computer or on your palm, whatever you have. When is the time? So you have all these, they give out these charts, they send it to you in the mail. So the Hasidim sent it out. So the Hasidim had a big letter, Sof Zman Kriya Shema, it'll say 8:30. Big, bold letters. A small letter, Ulu HaGro, 908, or something, 906. Hard to grow. I grew up the other way around. Right? We all know, all yeshiva guys rely on the grow, Hashtesach, Ulukam Vilna Gon, Hasidim, when it comes to these things. And yeah, the Machmirim, they follow the what they call the Mogan Avrov Zman, which is earlier because they're counting from How much earlier is it? It all depends on your shita with the distinction between alos to nates. If it's 72 minutes flat, then it's 36 minutes earlier. Just a little bit. It's a midpoint between sunrise and noon is Man Krishma, 3 hours in. It'll be 36 minutes earlier. If you hold the achta, it'll be 45 minutes earlier. And if you hold ashita, even with 72, it could be a little bit more than 36, because why? Because we don't live in Yerushalayim, and it's not always the springtime. So, you know, you want to have a chumah d'gezmanim, it comes up a little bit in Erev Pesach also. People have different ways of cheshbonim. I can't go into all the pratim now, because time doesn't allow. Lefi anias daiti, all these machlokes go together. According to the Vilna Gaon, should come out that the Zmanim, we know, starts, the day ends at Shkia, or 3/4 of a mil later, towards Vaday. Therefore, we should count the times from sunrise to sunset, which the Vilna Gaon does in Duchos Krishma. Because why should we count from 72 minutes after the sun sets? That's not a halachic shear, it's just an astronomical shear. And more than that, according to me, the grow holes is 18 minutes. Because why? The 40 mil is the day. The day is from sunrise to sunset, fundamentally. According to Rabbi Natan, the opposite. The day starts at alos, ends parallel 72 minutes, or 4 mil, I should say, after the sun sets. That being the case, Rabosai, it makes sense, as Mogan Avraham said, to count the Zmani Hayom from Zman Krishma, etc., from alos until 6. And on a simple level, we should also say that the 40 mil also go from alos till 6, which yields you only 32 minutes left in between, which yields a 22.5 minute mil. And they go up to 90. So I'm always a 90 fan, for those few who want to be mapped for the 90. Then you have the 90 is adjusted upward for time and place. The only time I have this chumra is an Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a minute to be mapped for Ara Sof. Also did the Rabbanon. For the Zman Achila and Zman Bir, I always put the earliest Zman, which is the 19.8 below the rise, whatever the average is there. It comes at the earliest Zman that anyone else prints. That's what I think we should follow Halach. Now, I can't go into all the other things, which would take forever. This is a brief discussion of these issues. Any questions before I proceed? Yes?
So, the draft time is later?
Sure.
So if Rabbi's saying it has to be consistent, he told like himself here, wouldn't it be that much later? Is that like it would just be, as if it's only like 13 and a half?
No. Forget 13 and a half. The Vilna Gaon counts from sunrise to sunset. 3 hours, which is 1/4 of the day. That's all Zman Krishma, according to the Vilna Gaon.
Okay, not
there's one Zman I didn't discuss with you yet. Because there's no basis in the Shas Bavli to quantify it. That's Misha Yakir. That's particularly important right now. Now that these, when is the sunrise? When is the sunrise today? You have it on your 7 something. 7 what? 7:17. It's going to get later. It's only going to get later. Take next Friday if you have it on your thing. Then what's next Friday's date? November 1st, I think. November 1st. When is the sunrise in New York? It'll be 7:20 something. Question becomes, guys go to work. He wants to daven early. How early can you daven? Alos HaShachar. Okay, good. Alos HaShachar. What's Alos HaShachar? I'm a liberal. Alos HaShachar, I'll take 72 minutes, but not flat, which I think Tosis Taka holds. Since we like, you know, we try to make it elastic, make it longer. Do you have a right to make it shorter, 72 flat? Yes, can't take away the right from you, but the chatchila, wow, people don't like this because it comes to a fast day. Fast begins. So many of the charts, it says 72 minutes before the sunrise. Fast, and I have a much longer, I don't have an achtel, that's why I don't go. But I have a 72 earlier. So Balabas asked me, Rabbi, can I rely on the more lenient point of view? What's the big deal? Get up a little bit early if you want to eat. What's the big deal? I said, you should try to be macher, but if push came to shove, yes, we would say 72 flat. L'chumah, we would say it in certain big things of this nature. Anyway, so when is Misha Yakir? Mishayaka is a time before which you're not supposed to put on tzitzis and tefillin, perhaps not say the bracha of Yotzeror. When is that? When is that? Just go into the street when there's no artificial light, find tchelis and lavan, and see if you can discern it from 4 hours away. Or as the Gemara Yerushalmi puts it, a friend. What kind of friend? Not your best friend. He can recognize midnight. Not someone you don't really know. In between. You can say the in-betweens, that's probably, we don't know what tchelis is, we don't know what in-between is. It's, how are you going to figure all these things out? The problem. So people have been trying for years to figure it out. The typical charts you get today that they give out from Borough Park give you two versions in terms of degrees beneath the horizon. I think it's either 10.2 or 11. Something like that. None of you have your Meismanim? Don't you have Meismanim? Don't you all have Meismanim in your hands? But today, it's today's date. Or tomorrow. What's... Oh, you have it?
Today is...
The 22nd, right?
6:24 is
10.2 is 6:24, and sunrise is when?
Sunrise is 7:15.
Okay, so 6:24, 7:15. What does that mean? It's 51 minutes, correct? I got it right? 51 minutes before sunrise. And what's 11? They have 11 also?
No.
They don't have it. Only have the Chumrah Dekashim. In my humble opinion, it's going to be make it even more than that. Why? Because in Yerushalayim and Babel, there were great tzaddikim, and they made a cheshbon. The cheshbon, Mishayakir, is 1 hour before Netzachal. 1 hour. That's in Yerushalayim, in the equinox. I made a cheshbon. I think it's 12.9 degrees beneath the horizon. So one of my talmidim printed out the chart, which I have in my house. If you need it, you can call me. And I have 12.9. Not 10.2, not even 11, 12.9. It's much earlier. So for those who have a catch a plane, things of this nature, you can rely on that for this month. And let's not forget that aside from the fact that you it's Mishayakir, but the Yavid, you can be able to say Krishma even earlier. Some say you can even say Birchas Yotzeror earlier. Some say you can put on Tzitzis earlier. Some say you can put on Tefillin earlier. So it's only the Shas HaTchak is going to be Mekel. Therefore, according to the earliest version of Mishayak. Is it clear, Rabbi Osai?
That 60 minutes is not flat.
Well, I'm saying, if anything should be flexible, it should be Mishayak. You can say that four mil is flat, kach gozra Torah. It's based on the Gemara. There is no place in Shas where the Gemara tries to measure Mishayak in terms of milin. It doesn't exist. So it all depends on what you see. That has to depend upon when things get light or dark. That certainly depends upon the scientific aspect. Everyone with me so far? Yes?
So what about a place that doesn't have like fixed man, like Alaska or something like that, where the Mishayaka necessarily wouldn't apply if it doesn't fully get dark?
Ah.
Which it doesn't.
You're saying, in Alaska, yes, Odom Yaker is Chavero, 24 hours. So what kind of Mishayaka? That's your answer. So there's no Mishayaka, but a much bigger problem. Is there an Alos HaShachar? Is it Tetz Kachovim? Is it day? Is it night? That's a much bigger cash. Thought the Vilna Gaon, as long as the sun sets, you're already home free. Sun sets, it's already night. Yes? Yes. Okay. Any questions before we go on to the next issues? Yes?
What's the reason we should wait to put on physics and spell and spell?
Sugin brachas. Sugin brachas. Of Tess. Before we go to the second part, I just want to show you a diuk I had. Because when Rav Druk and Rav Tukachinsky duked it out in the 50s, they were fighting about which way should you look, east or west. So Rav Druk said, look west, young man. And therefore, it comes to much later zman. Rav Tukachinsky surprisingly responded, look east. He says, when we look east, the Gemara says, Beferish, look west. Plain Mizrach means what? Parama Madim Mizrach, he calls him a Furish Gemara, Bayin Rava. This question bothered me. So I was trying to defend him to Kaczynski with the following Harifas, which may or may not be true, but I just want to tell you for 2 minutes. Look in the Rif. Rif is page 5. The riff is amazing. You think about it. What does the riff say? Goes through a whole sugya. The riff says, "Say mizrach madimin." Quotes a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says that Ben Hashmash is just 3/4 of a mil. Rav Yosef starts it a little bit later. He has 2/3 of a mil. Okay? Fine? So, we pass the Gabuda and Rav Yosef the Chumrah. That's what we spoke about before. Says the Rif, the last few narrow lines, doesn't say Kuant the Rabba or Kuant the Rav Yosef. Since we don't know, we'll go the Chumrah. Safek Yisur the Chumrah. And then generally follow Rabba against Rav Yosef. So says the Rif. Okay? We follow Rabba against Rav Yosef. The problem is, if you follow Rabba against Rav Yosef, the whole Gemara before about Hichsif and the Hishva doesn't seem to fit in. The Rashi asks Akasha, and the Rashi says, for this reason, those who follow Rav Yosef and they make an exception. So what's Takam Shat in the Rif? So the Rif is unbelievable. Think about it for a minute. Because the Rif has a long discussion over here of Pnei Mizrach Madimin. The whole sugya is here. What is conspicuously absent on this page? Page Tez, whatever, Tez Vav, in the Rif, page 5. What's conspicuously absent? The story of Abaye Barava, looking east or looking west. Now, the Rif is writing a statement for the uninitiated. They don't know what it says in the Gemara. Just read the Rif. It says, Pnei Mizrach Madimin. Klar. The phrase is used a number of times. It's obvious to anyone that someone who's not conversant with all of Shas will understand Pnei Mizrach Madimin means the east. So if it really means the west, which is what Rava said, the Rif is leading us to a terrible mistake. We're going to look to the east, so let's look to the west. Hello, Domeru discussion. My horror. So my possible answer, which is, I admit, is a very major chiddush, that the Rif says we don't paskin like that Gemara, that's why he left it out. You paskin, in fact, you look to the east, and that's why he passes like Rabba against Rav Yosef, but I go into those details against the Rashba, v'chule. And that's where Rav Tukachinsky perhaps said, look to the east, because he followed the Rif. The Chiddush Nifla, I don't know if I'll said it, but it explains why the Rif left it out. Again, I'm just talking to Beremiza. You have a question? Yes.
Yeah, is it really saying that we're passing like a Baye over Rava, or is the Rif is leaving it out?
We passing that you look to the east. Why? Because the Pashup Shah in the Gemara before is, Mizruch Madim and Hichsev Atachtan, Hichsev Ayon. That whole Gemara fits in much better if you hold, they're looking to the east, and it fits in much better, confirming the opinion of Rabba. Otherwise, you have to follow Rav Yosef, which is what the Rashba quotes from others. I'm just talking for Remiza, but I don't have time to go into it more than that, because I'm supposed to talk about all Zmani Hayom. Okay, Rabosai, all Zmani Hayom. We assume, Rabosai, that the Zmani Hayom are what we call Shos Zmanios. Everyone knows what that means? Shos Zmanios, everyone knows what that means? Shos Manios. Of course. What a question. By us, it's axiomatic that we follow Shos Manios. Everyone knows relative hours, right? Relative hours, we don't follow the absolute hours, we follow relative hours. Relative hours. Yeah. Relative hours. However, I don't want to fool you, although the Rambam says so beferish. Tosfos HaRosh in Brachos Dav Gimel says, no, Shos Shavos. Shos Shavos. Of course, the question becomes, Shos Shavos. You're going to get caught up in a contradiction. You start counting the hours, 60, 60, 60, 60. It's just not going to work out because there's so many months. There's 3 hours and there's 4 hours, Matzfila, then you have Chatzos, and you have plaga mincha gedola, and then plaga mincha ktana, and you have plaga mincha. It's not going to work out. The answer is, Rav Osai, it all depends what is your point of departure. If you count shal, shavos, whatever is measured from nates going forward is shal, shavos. That would be a kula and a chumra in Hukkan's Man Krishma, obviously a kula in the winter and a chumra in the summer. But the discussion of this man, Solos Man Achila, when it comes to Erev Pesach, they don't start from the beginning of the day. You start from Chatzos and work backwards. Because with the right, it's Chatzos. They made a gzera. 1 hour, 2 hours, for Anor, Achila, respectfully, Otu Chatzos. You count backwards. So too, for Mincha Gedola, according to the Rosh, you start from Chatzos. That's a Chumra in the winter and a Kula in the summer. And there are many calendars that have Chumra both. You want to have a mincha today at the earliest time. When is Chatzos today? It's 12:39, something like that, 12:40. Well, look, it has to be there. 12:40, something like that. So if you hold Shavos, as the Tosafot Rosh says, you have to wait till 10 after 1. I'm just approximating. But if you hold Zman, 12:39, and it has a mincha gedola? 109. The chicken. The founder of the Rosh, who's Machmer, you have to have Shal Shavas. They don't give you an alternative over there. But since the hour, since we're now on October 22nd, which the hour is certainly not 60 minutes, way past the equinox, so if you hold the way we generally assume, which is Shal Zmanius, it's much earlier. You have it on your machine over there? The earliest man?
106.
Ah, you're talking. 106, that makes sense, because they're counting Zmanius, the Poshif shall we follow Zmanius. If you don't know from Zmanius, you have to have three different counts. A count from Nates going forward, a count from Shkia going backwards, and a count from Chatzos going forward and backwards. A little counterintuitive. But that's what the Tosafot Rosh seems to say. You have to have Shavos. Yes, sir?
For Shavos
Zmanius,
would that be the same as the Geram and the Ginnagam? That one would break up the day from...
Yeah, well, they'll each have their calculations, either according to Zmanius or according to Shavos. That's a different dispute. Different dispute. They're both. Fine. Okay. Time wasn't allowed to go through the Sugya Pesachim as I really like, and the Sugya's in Brachas and the Shabbos. We only have another 15 minutes to go, which, as we said, is just about a meal. All right? So let's try to analyze some of the other highlights over here. Okay. The first, I want to show you to page 13. But if we didn't see inside, I wanted to show it to you. Well, actually, 10 and 13 are back to back of it. So let's see the last line of page 10. When the Bialach, he says, Primagon Dalad Milin Shal Shavas below Zmanius. Now, Zmanius is a way to measure hours of the day, to measure the 72 minutes Zmanius. Or the 13 minutes, it's very counterintuitive, although there are some posts who actually say it that way. More likely, it's degrees beneath the horizon, or 72 Shavuos flat, which I want to have shot in Tos Lamed Hei, based on the Vilna Gaon's Kash. Over here on page 13, he says, Minchas Kayin, in the seventh line in the Bialacha, Tafil Rebbe Natan, Mikayman Shana Roim, Simena Kochavim, Shuben Akbar Shalom Nishta Mashir Dalad Minin, Ayin Shem Tamo. Okay, that's his famous point. You don't have to wait 72 according to, even according to Rebbe Natan, he suggests. Now, the Zman Krishma is found on the next page, page 14. Okay? It tells you when it is. Again, we don't have the time to go into all these details right now. Zman Tfila is 4 hours into the day. Yes, there are some people who daven later than that, and it could be b'diavad, you can daven until Chatzos. Kod Mishtarui b'diavad, you can even say Birchas Krishma until Chatzos, but it's still not a Chatzila. Everyone should make sure to daven Shachris before the end of the fourth hour of the day. Okay, with the Vilna Gaon's man. Some Shtil don't even make that. They don't. They daven too late. especially we know comes to move the clock in 10 days, 12 days. And they daven much too late. Rabosa, I have to tell you that Sosman Krishma, we are living in a charmed life. You're young enough to only remember the present system where the clock has changed, as it will change now. I think it's the first Sunday in November. Is that when it's changing? Am I correct? I think so. The first Sunday in November. I think it's the second Sunday in March. That was the pshara of Congress some years back. If you daven at 8:30, which many shuls daven, you can make Sov Sman Krishma every single Shabbos and Yom, without exception. A little quickly sometimes. Okay. Baal Batim won't complain about that. When I entered the rabbinate, which is almost 40 years ago, it wasn't so peaches and cream. The first year I was there was wild. It was all year daylight savings time. My first shiur as the rabbi-elect in Riverdale was on this topic. The sun rose at 8:20 in the morning. The bell was going crazy. I have to go to work. So we said, I was much younger then. I didn't have the guts to have a say any coolers. So I said, okay, look, we'll daven 72 minutes before, which was 7:10, which is, a minute to put on the talis and tefillin. And don't let the brach on talis and tefillin, I said, until Aleinu. This way you can have a late version of Misha Yakir. And as far as Birchas Krishma, you have to have an earlier version of Misha Yakir. I can't help it. Now that I know my secrets, I would have been much more makel. But it's going back to, after the Yom Kippur War, 1973, the Arab oil embargo. So in 74, it was all year daylight savings. That was on one hand. But as soon as that ended, I came into a problem. The Balabatim didn't want to make Zman Krishma. Not that they're bad people. The first thing I did, my first change in Riverdale, was change the Zman from 9 to 8:30. I didn't give it to Halach. I knew what my real agenda was, among others. But I said, it'll be better than 8:30. We'll finish at earlier time. Okay, about new rabbi, honeymoon, daven 8:30. Then I said, okay, but now we're going to move. It took me a few years to get my bearings. Okay, now we're going to make Zman Krishma. Rabbi, what does that mean? Move a little bit. The clock used to change, Rabbi Osai, all the years, the last Sunday in April. Came out that the Shabbos before that, we were davening Shachos on Shabbos morning, the main, only 1 minion, at 10 to 8. They wanted to string me up. Ten to eight, Rabbi? It's not a shkoma. We're a regular young Israel. What is 10 to 8? Yeah, we're a regular young Israel. We want to make my Krishma. So I was able to hold the fort with some significant difficulties until, as I always say, once a guy came over to your specialty, you have to change. Congress caved before me. I didn't change in Congress, thankfully, in two stages. First, I had to stop diving only 10 after 8, and then they changed it even more. And if diving 8:30 can make it, well, yeah, just to go a little bit quickly some of the weeks. Okay, everybody say. Now we come to Mincha. When is Sov Zman Mincha? We mentioned at the very beginning, Chassidim Amekel Rabbi Natam, they daven Mincha way late. Way late, well after the sun sets beneath the horizon. However, since we follow the Gra on Shabbos, to be consistent, we should not follow that opinion at all. Rather, we should make sure to finish Mincha before the sun sets beneath the horizon. When can you daven Ma'ariv? There's a famous Mishnah and Brachos you probably know about Peh. Gives you all the Zmanim. Tfilah Sa'erev Ein Lo Keva. So yes, the Gemara Dashta Ein Lo Keva means Tfilah Sa'erev Es Rishus. It's not the Pasha Pshat. The whole mission is about Zmanin. So the simple Pshat is Tfilah Sa'erev Es is whenever you can't daven Shabbos or Mincha. Has no independent Zman. My elder Zeta the Pnei Yeshua and Brachos Daf Beis, I think, suggests you could daven Ma'arav as early as Mincha Gedolah. Why not? Tfilas Arab is man Abraham of Pedarim. It starts at that Korban Tomas Shemein Abayim. The Mechila, it's incorrect. Why? Because it's man Mincha. Can't be both. There's no time that can be sufficient. Can't happen. There's a cutoff point. What are the respective cutoff points? So, You cannot daven shachris past chatzos. You cannot daven mincha before chatzos. Before chatzos and mincha gedolah is a cushion built in, maybe the rice of the rabbanon. So it's a half night, you can't daven any either. Mincha starts at a mincha gedolah, goes to shkia. So what can you daven ma'arif? And lekeva. You can daven ma'arif from shkia until it's a shachar, when it comes man shachris again. And lekeva. Yes?
Don't we pass
like Rabbi Yehuda
over Chavera?
No,
so wouldn't we pass
like Rabbi Yehuda Plaga Mincha? What's Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter before what? Same Achleitus. We pass before Shkia. Some say an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, which is 3-4 minutes before the astronomical sunset. I don't have time to go into a long discussion about that. I just can't go into it. Just time doesn't allow. So, Mas the Ovid Kamarav, the Ovid Kamarav. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here, page 20. Mechab already says Ovid Kamarav, Ovid Kamarav. It says the Mishnah Berurah. It's a kul and a chumra for both. Mincha Rabbi Yehuda says it's only to plaga mincha. It's a kul, I can have a marav so early. Okay, Rabbanan Sfaket. The cut off point is we'll call it in our language shkia. But, la'olam kechad minayu. You have to be consistent. Don't do pam kach u pam kach. It's considered to be a tarat de disastri. Next page, page 21. Afilu lemochor. Umikol shkein. Shlo yispalo biyom echon minchach aplaga minchach rabbonon. For arvus comes to the club. That's for sure. That's out of the question. Forget about it. No way in the world to have a tarat de disastri on the same day. That's completely impossible. From day to day, But otherwise, forget about it, impossible. The problem is there are many shuls that do it. Yes. They'll daven mincha on Friday after plaga mincha and marv before shkia. And they claim that if it's tefillah b'tzibur, it's okay. It's a very lengthy discussion. I only have 5 minutes to go to read the Mishnah Berurah here and the Mishnah Berurah Nichol Shabbos. The upshot of my analysis is lohayu dvar meyola. At the Mishnah Berurah's makil for tefillah b'tzibur, or for we'll call it like a mitzvah Kabbalah Shabbos, to be inconsistent from one day to the next, which even that really shouldn't be. But you know, most of us will daven mincha to shkia and marav after shkia, and Friday we make early Shabbos in the summertime. Okay, for the mitzvah to seven Shabbos, or as in a pinch, he has to run away, he has to go somewhere. He'll daven an early mincha and an early marav after plag. Okay, maybe. But both the same day? Forget about it. It's an inconsistency. Could be not even yotze, according to what the Derech HaShulchan suggests. So it doesn't help. Tefillah b'tzibur. So what do you do if you're stuck in such a situation? The famous rule is try to find mincha gdol. If you're going somewhere for Shabbos in the summer, they make early Shabbos, but not early enough for you. Daven in the yeshiva, mincha gdola, and you can go daven with them anytime you have to plug a mincha when they daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. That's the way to handle it. You can't find a mincha gdola, daven b'yechidus. Which one b'yechidus? Ideally, it should be Ma'ariv b'yechidus, because mincha is more important, obviously, for shus. But if you can't do that because of sociological reasons, you have to be able to put the balabas, v'chule. Okay, you daven mincha b'yechidus before plug and Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. You know, when they do, which is between plag and shkia. So I'm not a fan, as you can see, of Tata Desasre, even though there are those who are makel. One could justify it based on certain Rishonim, but not based on the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think you can justify it at all, so it shouldn't be done. But those who have different calculations of Plaga Mincha based on other considerations, Rabbi Natan's Plaga Mincha, or some other, yes, different Plaga Mincha, all kinds of different things. Bottom line, that we have been trained, at least I've been trained, that to follow Shitas Agra whenever possible, but I'm perfectly mindful of the fact that in Europe there were those who had different Shitas, those who follow Rabbi Natan, and those who follow what I just told you before, the Gaonim, as they understood it, that the Gaonim, they weren't Mekabel Shabbos at sunset, nor they wait 72 minutes. At first glance, Mamanashach, the Mechal Shabbos. Mamanashach. According to the Rosh Machal Shabbos on Friday, according to the Machal Shabbos Motzei Shabbos. Hey, that's not good. But with these cult Gaonim, assuming they don't hold like the Gra proper, that they postpone everything for a shir Shlosh Rivimil on Friday, and then let's just do a math. According to this unique Shita, that's 13 and a half minutes after sunset, it's still day for sure. 27 minutes after sunset is night for sure. Extrapolate that to other parts of the world, whether it be in New York, or whether it was in Hungary, or whether Chassam Sofer presumably did that. Other places, you come out with that kind of an in-between sheet. But I'm just saying that they did it, but today we should follow the Gra to be Machir from Shkia. And Tosefet Shabbos, Rav Moshe writes, is 2 minutes before Shkia. You need 2 minutes, yes. I don't think it's going to lose his job over it. He should daven early. Shake. Shake. It's all to shake. Bow, shake. You know? They'll even wait for you for a fake Shmoneh Esrei. No problem. Most of my time was up. It's all about Zmanim, so you have to end on time. Okay.
I wanted to clarify. So the Magen Avraham and the Gra would have different shows, Simanios?
Of course, they have different shows, but Klal. So everything is just going to be, you know, adjusted as.
Right? Okay, and like Shachar, so we do pass him like Rebbe Yehuda, right? That the Arba shows would be the cutoff.
Yeah, but the Yavin goes with the Tochatzel, see, the Shlomen or Ikas Man, nothing else.
What if we usually go by Shkia as the cutoff point? And then you're on vacation, and wherever you are, they do the Mag thing.
As long as they have mincha before plag amav, yes, plag.
So on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, in other words, it's from day-to-day, feel the material is sufficient reason to be consistent day-to-day. Not the same.
This is complicated. This is more complicated than everything. Everyone's like a pinch after that. I'll just get it in like
so?
An hour. I don't think that's like very
compact. I don't know.
I got lost a little bit. I'm glad I'm not in the car.